Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Well, she once felt the burn, but now she's got to decide whether or not she's going to support Hillary. We'll talk to Nomiki Konst coming up in just a moment.
And Larry Kudlow at CNBC right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Health authorities in Florida are alarmed by what appear to be the first cases of locally acquired Zika virus. And that has led to an unprecedented travel warning.
Completely nerve-wracking. It's scary. I don't know what to do.
It's alarming.
Miami residents frightened, and with good reason, amid a growing outbreak of Zika virus in South Florida. The CDC issuing a historic travel warning, advising pregnant women and their partners not to travel to a small community north of downtown Miami. Authorities in Florida working vigorously on mosquito control.
Biggest thing is no standing water, no standing water, and then no standing water, and then no standing water.
I'm Reed Binion.
Warren Buffett is suggesting that fellow billionaire Donald Trump is afraid to release his tax returns, and he's issuing a challenge.
Campaigning with Hillary Clinton in his hometown of Omaha, Warren Buffett criticized Donald Trump for breaking with decades of presidential campaign tradition by not releasing any tax returns.
He said, none of your business.
Concluding Trump is hiding something.
You will learn a whole lot more about Donald Trump if he produces his income tax return.
Trump says he'll release his returns after the IRS has finished auditing him, but Buffett calls that no excuse.
I'm under audit, too.
And put an offer on the table to meet Trump between now and the election to publicly compare tax returns.
There are no rules against showing your tax returns.
Clinton has released 8 years of recent tax filings. I'm Scott Carr.
Donald Trump brings his presidential campaign to Ashburn, Virginia. In a few hours, he's scheduled to appear at a rally at Briarwoods High School at 11.
If citizens would like to attend, please go to DonaldTrump.com and look for the event, and you'll find it, and you'll order your ticket online.
Corey Stewart heads the Trump campaign in Virginia.
We believe we can win Virginia. We're going to be focused on veterans issues, the reform of the VA, rebuilding our military.
Vice presidential nominee Mike Pence will be in Virginia on Thursday. A long and expensive recovery effort will soon begin in Ellicott City, where the historic Main Street District was devastated by a flash flood over the weekend.
We had about 180 cars that had to be moved.
Some that even floated all the way down to the Patapsco River. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman's telling WMAL.
Ellicott City is just in a position where we have buildings, historic buildings that are built on top of a river that goes down into the Patapsco River. And so it makes it very vulnerable.
Some people lost their homes, businesses, or both following the once-in-a-thousand-year flood. The United Way of Central Maryland is taking donations, as is the Ellicott City Partnership. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The man who once sat in prison, convicted of killing Chandra Levy, then won a new trial, is now in the custody of federal immigration authorities who are preparing to send him back to El Salvador. Ingmar Guandique was released from the D.C. jail over the weekend after prosecutors decided against proceeding with a retrial on the charges in the Levy case. Now Guandique is facing a hearing in immigration court. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,405, the Nasdaq at 5,184. Sports, Steven Strasburg allows just one run and three hits over six innings for his 15th win as the Nats pound Arizona. The O's were idle. They take on Texas at home tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes, so now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Landmark College in Vermont, the college of choice for students who learn differently. There's still time to apply for the fall semester. Classes start August 29th. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southeast Southwest Freeway absolutely jammed each direction as you come off of 295 and over the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Out of Virginia over the 14th Street Bridge into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Been checking the cameras there. Just spoke to DDOT. They say they're not working anything. I'm suspicious. Let me know if you see anything. Again, that's to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel slow off and onto New York Avenue and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. That's quite slow, 66. We had the crash just on the midspan of the bridge, southbound George Washington Parkway near Spout Run. Heavy to get to the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge as well. Maryland Beltway jammed in Bethesda and Silver Spring. The inner loop crash before Connecticut Avenue, the culprit of those big inner loop delays. Outer loop, you're slowing to check out all the activity from the crash. Greenbelt, the crash now on the shoulder. Outer loop near 201 Kenilworth Avenue. And in on 50, slowing near Freeway Airport at rubbernecking at an outbound crash, and then heavy inside the Beltway before 202 to DC 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud sun through the day. Isolated showers, thunder showers are possible, 88. Some clouds, warm tonight, 71. That's just about normal, though. Clouds increase tomorrow, only 85. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Haymarket, 77 in Silver Spring, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Landmark College. President Obama's forging ahead on the Trans-Pacific Partnership despite growing opposition from both parties. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630. WMAL.
It's 8:07. Thank you for continuing to listen to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry here on WMAL. At the bottom of this hour, we will reward your efforts with a visit with Larry Kudlow of CNBC and plenty more fun and frolic here as you get your day started. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Tomiki Konst, a Sanders supporter, delegate to the DNC. We're just wanted to check in with Tomiki and see if I can get a sense of where she is now.
Boy, Nomi was a very busy person in Philadelphia. Yeah. She was in great demand. She was everywhere. She was the belle of the ball there in Philly. Yes. And now.
Okay, so Nomi, here's my question. I'm reading a survey that says that 91% of Sanders supporters now say they'll vote for Hillary Clinton. That's up some 13 points before the convention in Philadelphia. So are you among those 91%, and do you think that's an accurate number?
I actually don't think that's an accurate number. I think those polls, I've talked to a few pollsters who are nonpartisan who are skeptical of those polls, which obviously, you know, campaigns like to push out the polls that represent them the most because it affects, you know, other people's votes. So I understand why the Clinton campaign would want that out there. And I do think in the end, a good chunk of the Sanders supporters will go to Clinton, but I think that's going to come with work. You know, I'm in the category where I want to defeat Donald Trump because I think he's a fascist. I think that, you know, having Donald Trump elected will change the entire geopolitical landscape, especially if Putin is involved with him the way that we think. And I would rather have a neoliberal than a neo-fascist.
Hold on, let's hold off on a minute. I'll let you have your shot in a moment. But seriously, do you think that that the people are going to be in line? Because I mean, look, when I talk to Sanders people in Philadelphia, I mean, at the beginning of the week, they were itching for a fight. I mean, they were not going to be mollified in any way. And your sense of it is that perhaps not as many as this polls suggest have been mollified, that they're still skeptical and they aren't on the Clinton bandwagon just yet.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Clinton campaign, for them to expect that suddenly all these Sanders supporters, and, you know, we're not just talking with the delegates, those are obviously very vocal Sanders supporters, those are very active Sanders supporters, but, you know, for them to assume that they're all just going to jump on board with Clinton when it's been a very heated campaign, very different, I believe, than the Obama-Clinton race, just because Obama and Clinton had... They were split among the establishment. So it was very easy to, for the Clinton people to go, fall in line because those were loyal Democrats. These are independents. These are disaffected voters. These are people who've never voted before and Democrats. I think the Democrats will probably fall in line. But she, you know, her, the Clinton campaign really needs to get down on the ground and listen to what their concerns are. You know, the majority of these voters are hurting. They're not your typical, it's not a typical year. These are people who are single-issue voters, are issue-based voters. And my suggestion to the campaign, and this is really what I was doing the majority of the convention, other than being a delegate, was conveying that message to the Clinton campaign that they are missing something. Because it's... If the energy, if the positive energy that became contagious during the Sanders campaign turns into negative energy, that negative energy could become just as contagious, and that could hurt them, and it could, you could find a very similar situation as Brexit. And my concern is third party. My big concern right now is when you look at swing states and you see the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in those swing states, in those battleground states, you know, 3%, could be that 3% of Bernie Sanders supporters who decides to go third party, who decides to stay at home, who decides to... I mean, I don't think that they're going to vote for Trump. I really don't. I think it's more of a Jill Stein situation and maybe a Gary Johnson situation.
Yeah.
But that could turn the election on her, and that's what she needs to be concerned about.
No, me, I like you, and I think you're really good at what you do, but I got to say, you know, in this campaign, we have one candidate who, after millions of dollars of donations to her foundation, as Secretary of State, she allowed Russian interest to take up all of the uranium reserves here in the United States of America, and through her policies completely dropped support for our Eastern European allies and allowed Russia and Putin to roll into Crimea as this administration rolled over and did nothing to stop him. And it's Trump's relationship with Putin that you're worried about? Really?
Well, if you have to, you know, you look at his senior staff right now. I mean, it's not just that. Listen, I understand that.
No, you heard what I just said, Nomi, and you know it to be true. So why would you tag Trump with Vladimir Putin when you know exactly what Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration has done with Putin?
Because there's evidence that all of his senior staff has worked for Putin directly, and it's still working for Putin directly. When Paul Manafort worked in Crimea representing, you know, basically Russian interests.
So this is a shadow candidacy for Vladimir Putin. This is a Manchurian candidate for Russian interests.
I think that we have to be very concerned. This is a completely different election year. When you start to, listen, if he were somebody who had great global leadership, and the difference here is that Hillary Clinton is preserving United States interests. She at least represents the United States interests.
Really?
The problem with Trump is that he doesn't represent anybody's interest but his own, and then he's got a bunch of senior advisors who have direct conflict with our interests.
Was she representing United States interests that night in Benghazi 3.5 years ago?
I mean, as someone who worked in Libya, I think that there's a total miscategorization of what happened in Benghazi. You know, was there a communication issue between departments? Absolutely, and that's what we need to be investigated.
Was she
communication issue between
what was she working in the interest of the United States when she allowed the Russians to take over practically all uranium reserves in the United States?
Well, let's be clear, that wasn't her. That was something that happened through the Clinton Foundation and donors.
No. The State Department had to sign off on that.
Yeah, she was the Secretary of State and signed off on this. How can you say that?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that when you push it on Hillary Clinton, who did keep America safe, but, you know, you have to sit there and say to yourself, this is the Secretary of State. What happened in Benghazi, and I will debate you on the Libya issue if you want, because nobody ever gets it right. There are problems in communication between the State Department and the CIA
problems through communication. Everybody was communicating in real time. We know exactly what they were saying. Nobody gave the go-ahead.
No. You can't send security in 5 minutes overseas. You just can't. I worked there.
It was 13 hours.
That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is when you call for security, it happens in 13 hours. That is a logistics issue, and it needs to be navigated. And that
Well, let me ask you one last question here about Secretary Clinton and her defending the interest of the United States. Was she defending the interest of the United States when she used a homebrew server that apparently everybody in the world could walk through the back door of?
I mean, listen, you're talking to a Bernie Sanders supporter. I don't know.
No, we're not.
No, not anymore.
You drank the Kool-Aid. I didn't see them serving you Kool-Aid in Philadelphia. Know me.
I'm not a Hillary Clinton surrogate. I mean, I don't agree with what happened.
All right.
I'm also scared to death of Donald Trump, who absolutely, you know, he's reckless. He has, listen, his own party wants to back him up on this stuff right now. Now Mike Pence is put in charge of being the buffer between Donald Trump and the party. I mean, this is an issue, and you've got to admit that as a Republican.
All right. Well, that's okay. Tim Kaine is Hillary Clinton's buffer for herself and men in America. Nomiki, it's great to have you. I let the record reflect. When challenged about the email server, her response was, Donald Trump is reckless. Nomi, come on. You're better than that.
All right. We got to leave it there.
Thank you so much. It there. And take a look at Jill Stein, Nomi. She's a very person of great integrity.
Damn.
8:15. They were truly serving Kool-Aid in Philadelphia, but I didn't know that Nomi was in line.
Apparently, she drank some of it.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is J.B. Witten in the Hadid Traffic City Traffic Center.
All right. Beltway, slight improvement in Greenbelt that the lanes are now open on the outer loop as you come up to 201 Kenilworth Avenue. However, the delays pretty intense here as you head outer loop northbound out of Largo before you get to 214 Central Avenue. So that's the culprit for you getting past 50 and up into Greenbelt. Then you get a slight break. You'll hit it hard again from 95, then solid around toward Connecticut Avenue, rubbernecking at the crash on the inner loop side. So in Bethesda, between 355 and Connecticut Avenue, accident cleanup continues along the right. And I'm looking at delays coming off of 270 and that Beltway inner loop delay just north of River Road. For 270, no drama. Volume with us, though, as you come out of Frederick, down through Hyattstown, again in Rockville. 66, Virginia, it's just been about the volume right now. No problems to report on Route 7 heading inbound through Herndon and Reston. The toll road was checking out fine. The Greenway was slow, though, to get on to southbound 28. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun and clouds mixed as the day goes on. Might see a stray shower or thunderstorm possibly this afternoon. High of 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low 71. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, and then we'll get those clouds in the afternoon. And another shower or thunderstorm developing again, possibly tomorrow's high 85. Right now, 77 degrees at 8:17. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And today we take you to the West Virginia. It's almost heaven, they say. Wild and woolly West Virginia. Wayne, West Virginia, to be sure, where things get interesting down at the Walmart in Wayne. You know, that's where everybody goes in Wayne.
The Walmart?
They go down to the Walmart and hang out.
What else are you going to do in
Wayne, West Virginia? Yeah, I mean, you know, Wayne is a nice little town.
I bet they go to the Golden Corral there.
I bet they do, too, where they have the chocolate fountain. Oh, absolutely. They go to the Golden Corral.
Ever since they closed that Sizzler.
So anyway, in Wayne, everybody gathers down to Walmart, you know, because that's sort of a gathering place in a small town like Wayne, West Virginia.
Yeah.
And people, you know, pile their dogs into the truck.
Do they?
And they go on down to the Walmart. They spin a tire going down there to
the Walmart to hang out.
That's
the thing you're doing.
They do. And they get out and they just leave the dogs there because they roll down the windows. And, you know, maybe it wasn't all that hot that day. And apparently the dogs hit the drive. The car was left. I guess the engine was running.
Hold on now. I know this is Critter News, and it's a story about the dogs and what they did. But let's paint the picture about what the stupid human did.
He left the engine running so that the dogs would remain cool. Right? The dogs, doing as dogs are, they're very excitable when the human leaves the car. And they're bouncing around the car. They put the car in drive.
And they drove
the car. Don't you have to depress the brake?
No, apparently not in this car.
All right.
In this car, they put the car in drive, and the car drove into the Walmart.
right into the store.
Right, crashed the car into the building.
All right.
They say at a relatively slow rate of speed, but nonetheless. And the dogs drove the car into the Walmart at Wayne.
You know, did they get this on video?
I don't know.
That right there, that's going viral. That's going like Chewbacca mask viral.
Yeah,
that's what that's doing.
And then we got this other thing. This guy, I guess, is out in where is it? I'm trying to figure out where this is. Anyway, he needs to be given the Darwin Award because he allows a bear to get into his house, right? Now, what is the common response that a human being should have when a bear gets in your house?
Set the house on fire?
No.
You run
from the house.
Oh, right, of course.
And you grab your cell phone and you call the animal authorities or the police or somebody or the forest rangers, whoever it is, you call them and say, there's a bear in my house, right? That's what a normal person would do.
Yeah.
No, not so much. What? Not so much. This guy stayed and took pictures.
He took pictures
of a bear inside of our house.
We had a video.
She come to the stairs. Oh God! Wait.
Shut that.
Wait. Oh my God!
But he's still rolling.
I know.
He's still rolling.
He
wants that Chewbacca mess. See, he was smarter than those people in West Virginia with the dogs driving the car. At least he got a video to go viral.
Yeah.
There's a little baby cub, too. I'm looking at the pictures now. That's
what you do.
They were looking for food.
Listen, here's my piece
of
advice.
This was in Mammoth Lakes, California.
Thank you so much. I thought it would be in California. If a bear gets in your house, get out of the house.
Yeah, and set the house on fire.
Just go call authorities, but get out of the house.
That would get the bear out of the house.
Do not take pictures for social media. That's not the goal.
No. Don't do that.
All right, and of course we got a problem.
But if you do, send it to us so we can talk about it and laugh at you.
So we can make fun of you. That's right. And we got a problem with skeeters, Skeeters are a problem. There's one right there.
Is that not the worst sound as you're trying to fall asleep and you get one of those things? Oh, it's the worst.
Well, skeeters are causing real problems down in Florida. This is serious stuff. The skeeters are causing the Zika virus. They now have said that there are some places you should not go if you are pregnant or contemplating becoming pregnant.
Okay.
In and around the Miami area. And what's different about this is they now have 14 cases where they know the Zika virus was actually transmitted to people from locally grown mosquitoes.
These weren't people
who traveled overseas and came back.
Zika is here, and it's getting serious. Yeah. But you know how we can combat them?
Yeah.
Since we can't use DDT and things like that.
You can just get you some skeeter spray.
Well, that just keeps them off you, but that doesn't kill them. You got to send Donald Trump down there.
Why?
The Democrats... Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did. Okay, speaking of mosquitoes, hello, Hillary. How are you doing?
He named the mosquito Hillary. Remember that? Oh, no. I wonder if this is going to keep him from campaigning in Florida.
I don't know.
Because of the Zika mosquitoes.
I don't know.
Oh, there goes Florida. This was all part of the plan. Obama did nothing to stop Zika from coming up here.
I happen to know, as a matter of fact, skeeters do not like orange.
Oh, well, there you go.
Anyway, he'd be safe. 822, that was Critter News.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Don't miss your last chance for the summer blowout sale from Chamonix. Right now, you're going to get a free month of Genucel with your order today. That's right. Chamonix is giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. What is Genucel, you may ask? I hear you asking that. Well, I will tell you. Genucel is the most effective under-eye bags and puffiness treatment. It's plant stem cell therapy. Here's the bottom line. If your eyes are looking tired because of those bags and the puffiness in and around your eyes or under your eyes, you use Genucel and it is gone, baby, gone. They guarantee it or you can have your money back. I love it. I use it. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or you get your money back, like I just said. Not only are they going to throw you a free month supply of Genucel, so they're going to throw you La Sance. That's their neck treatment that Chamonix makes. That's for free. Pick up the phone today. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. You're also going to get an upgrade to free shipping if you call right now. That's three free gifts with your order. But this summer blowout sale is almost done. So give them a call, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. 66 eastbound, the volume Manassas Centerville as we push toward the Beltway. Earlier broken down cars no longer a factor. Southbound 28 out of Sterling, delays as you approach Wax Pool Road. And that goes off and on down toward the toll road. You see signs of the crews there getting ready for the road work. And inbound on the Greenway slows to get on to 28 southbound as well. Now around the Beltway Bethesda, it's a struggle. The crash inner loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue. Still along the right side here just a few moments ago with delays off of both 270 and just north of River Road on that inner loop stretch of the Beltway. Now through Greenbelt, outer loop at 201, Kenilworth Avenue. You still see the remnants of the crash on the shoulder. That's why we can't get out of this delay before you get to 214 Central Avenue. DC 295 south as you pass Benning Road and East Capitol Street had an incident reported with delays coming off of 50. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud sun through the day. Isolated showers, thunder showers are possible, 88. Some clouds, warm tonight, 71. That's just about normal, though. Clouds increase tomorrow, only 85. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 826. You know, Brian, we're going to do a quick media update. And I'll tell you quickly here, Jon Stewart is returning to television. He's going to do an animated news show out of HBO. He wants to do this just in time for the election coming up. So Stewart will have his voice back out there. And over at Fox News Network, they've hired Tara Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
The widow of Chris Kyle. She is now going to be a contributor talking about military and family commentary.
I've seen her. She's pretty good.
She's been doing quite a bit, and now she's on the payroll. But I got to circle back here. This is a media story. Listen
to
how the media locally there in West Virginia
and
covered.
In Wayne, West Virginia, where they had the dog issue?
This is how the media covered the story of the dogs driving the car at Walmart.
I didn't know dogs could drive.
An employee says she was on a break when she noticed a car in this space started moving slowly toward her. As the car inched closer, she assumed the driver maybe was somebody she knew who was messing with her until she saw this face in the driver's seat.
Dogs can be your best friends. And they, in this situation, they can be your enemy, too.
The car crashed into the front of the building. The employee says a second dog in the passenger seat then pushed the car window down.
I said, hey, baby, come on in. We're going for a ride.
They go spin a tire.
The combination of that reporter's dry delivery and...
I didn't know dogs could fly.
I didn't know dogs could fly.
Beautiful. It's 828 on WMAO.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows. This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it.
888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll-free for credit costs and terms.
Built for business.
In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov is back for its 4th annual technology conference and expo at the D.C. Convention Center, Wednesday, August 24th only. Featuring conferences on cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Attend, learn, and network with leading experts from each of these communities. Registration is free for government and industry. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th only. Go to 930gov.com. That's 930gov.com.
Coming up, it's Larry Kudlow, CNBC, right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. One U.S. health official says it doesn't appear there's ever been a domestic travel warning in the 70-year history of the CDC. Until now. Health officials are advising pregnant women to avoid the trendy Wynwood area of Miami because mosquitoes there are believed to be transmitting the Zika virus directly to humans. A new CNN ORC poll out today seems to indicate a post-convention bounce for Hillary Clinton.
She got a 7 percentage point bounce in her convention. That compares the week before with Donald Trump, who got a 6% bounce at his convention in Cleveland. But remember, a bounce, it's up and down, just like when a ball bounces. He has come back down after his convention. We'll see if Hillary Clinton can sustain.
Correspondent David Challey. And Donald Trump, meanwhile, is ramping up his personal attacks on Hillary Clinton, but is also still feuding with the parents of a fallen U.S. Army soldier.
The backlash has been fierce, and frankly, it's been almost entirely from within his own party. Top Republicans very wary and warning the Trump campaign, both publicly and behind the scenes. I'm told they need to move on. Donald Trump not apologizing, not backing down. This is an issue where he believes he's right. He's not changing his position anytime soon.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Donald Trump brings his campaign to Northern Virginia this morning. He'll be at Briarwood High School in Ashburn at 11. Lawyers for former Virginia First Lady Maureen McDonnell are asking a federal appeals court to throw out her corruption conviction, and prosecutors agree. The McDonnell legal team says the same instructional errors that persuaded the Supreme Court to overturn Bob McDonnell's conviction are also in play in Maureen McDonnell's case. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,405. The Nasdaq at 5184. Sports. Steven Strasburg picks up his major league leading 15th win as the Nats crush Arizona. The O's had the night off. They open a home series against the Texas Rangers tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repair anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway in Bethesda, slight improvement now with the crash over to the shoulder. You can still see the activity, though. Let's go around that inner loop as you pass 355 before you get to Connecticut Avenue. Again, with the crash, it's giving us delays coming off of both 270 and both the inner loop just north of River Road. So plan for that. Now, the outer loop, the rubbernecking delays, giving us a continuous backup out of College Park from 95 and around 2 Connecticut Avenue. 95 slows to get onto each loop of the Beltway, inner loop into Greenbelt. Why, you ask? Well, we had the outer loop crash in Greenbelt, now to the shoulder at Kenilworth Avenue. Heavy and Laurel each direction on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I knew it. I'm glad they went out and rechecked. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, they found the culprit of the big delays on the freeway. Broken down car in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Delays off the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonable temperatures, meaning right where we should be this time of year as we head on through today. Up in the upper 80s, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Might be some patchy fog in spots this morning. Some clouds tonight, down to 71. Wednesday, increasing clouds, isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. 85 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Woodbridge, 73 in Germantown, 80 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
You have sacrificed nothing.
Mr. Khan, of course, you all know his name now. This election cycle, Cindy Sheehan, on stage at the DNC. By the way, has anyone pointed out that if we elect candidates to the office of the president based on how much they've sacrificed, we'd be finishing up John McCain's eighth year in office right now? But set that aside for a moment. Clearly, the Democrats, they only care about sacrifice. Larry Kudlow joins us right now. Larry, good morning.
Morning.
You know, after the FBI report came out and there was no recommendation for charges against Hillary Clinton, my reaction was, after reading the report, was, you know, a gifted and talented politician will still be able to skewer Hillary Clinton with this report. I still think that that has not happened yet. And after Donald Trump's reaction to and handling of Mr. Khan's statements at the DNC last week, and now in its, what, fourth or fifth day news cycle, I worry that we do not have a talented and gifted politician here who has a lot of good things to work with, but he keeps getting sidetracked. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in what you say. I'm not going to judge Mr. Trump
on his political prowess, because he's come a long way, much to almost everybody's surprise, and he is where he is, basically tied in the polls. However, I want to go back to one of your points. The economy is sinking. It's perilously close to recession. We found that out Friday morning when the GDP for the second quarter was only 1.2%. It's about 1.5 percentage points less than expected. And you'll note on the front page of the Wall Street Journal Saturday morning, and this, by the way, was carried everywhere, but the front center page of the Wall Street Journal was how this is the worst economic recovery since World War II. So you have two things. Number one, from the worst recovery in the post-war period, it appears that we are moving again, at least perilously close, to another recession, right? And the recovery itself failed to heal many of the wounds of the original recession going back to 2008. Now, in my view, I'm just a one-feather Indian. I'm not a political strategist. But in my view, with Hillary Clinton's convention speech listing tax hike after tax hike after tax hike, and a week earlier, Mr. Trump's speech listing tax cut after tax cut after deregulation after unleashing energy. In other words, Trump had a very good pro-growth speech. Hillary had a very anti-growth speech. Nothing was made by the Trump camp of this fact. And growth and jobs are crucial to this economy. Make no mistake about it. So, the spat over the Muslim family who tragically lost their son in the war has obscured, prevented any considered discussion of the major differences and contrasts in economic policy between the two candidates. And this, to me, was a gigantic error on the part of Team Trump. Gigantic error. As you noted, we're in the fourth or fifth day of the Muslim spat, instead of the fourth or fifth day of a brisk discussion of why Hillary will push us into recession and Mr. Trump will push us into recovery and revitalization. This was a major, major, major unforced error on the Trump camp.
Well, hold it. You say the Trump camp. I don't get the sense that it's the camp. I think it's the candidate.
Well, perhaps so. Perhaps so. I'm not involved in the upper political echelons, okay? I do see Mr. Trump periodically, and we discuss the economy. And we are trying to button down what I hope will be a very good economic speech, an economic growth speech, I guess next week at the Detroit Economics Club. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that in the game of politics, what little I may know about it is when your opponent gives you an opening on a major, major issue, you have to take it.
Yep.
And they didn't. Now, the Wall Street Journal editorial today put it very clearly and very starkly. For the life of me, I don't know. I mean, this is just me. I would have just praised the young man who gave his life for American freedom and liberty. That's what I would have said. And then I would have moved on to the contrast in economic policies. That's what I would have done, and I'd still be doing
it. Look,
but it isn't happening. I think it's a major, major misstep.
But, I mean, this is not the first time, and I don't want to just continually hammer away here, but it is of concern to people like you and others who look at this Republican nominee. He has this inability sometimes to walk away from criticism and tries to make arguments that are just not going to gain ground. And if this had been the first time this has happened, you could say, well, lesson learned, time to move on and not repeat that mistake.
Well,
but this mistake's been repeated about five or six times that I could recall.
To quote a very dear friend of mine who was a U.S. senator, a very distinguished one who was also close to Mr. Trump, this was an unforced error.
Yep.
I think that's how he puts it.
All right.
And I think, again, one of the key themes of this economy is going to, if this election is going to be the economy, it's a classic presidential election issue. And the economy is lousy, it's getting worse, It's been bad for actually 15 years, but certainly in the last 8 years, it's a non-recovery. And here's the data. Here's everything in place.
Right.
Clinton's the tax hiker. Trump is the tax cutter. Why can't that contrast be made convincingly on a daily basis? That's the part I don't get.
Well, maybe it will start today in Loudoun County.
That's right. Larry Kudlow, we got to leave it there. But yes, he will be in Loudoun County today. And we asked earlier our listeners to call in, say, what's the one message you want to hear from Donald Trump today out there in Loudoun County? And every single caller led with the economy, the economy, the economy.
The economy is stupid.
It's 844.
It's 844.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse. They're an amazing company. They're, by the way, doing incredible, incredible business since they started sharing their message here on WMAL. And it's because they have such a great business model, a great business idea, they are filling a demand right now, and that is they are the professional landlords of rent estate. They're going to help you rent your home or your investment property, which is such a great option here in the greater Washington area. I'm talking Maryland, Northern Virginia here in the district. With renting, your home becomes a cash register. It rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. But of course, the problem is there's a lot of hassles. Let's face it. I'm not going to pretend that there aren't hassles. But that's where Renter's Warehouse comes in. They're going to find you the quality tenants for top dollar. On average, it just takes 17 days for them to do that. They're going to handle all the paperwork that you don't want to deal with. They're going to handle rent collection. They're going to handle those 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. And they do all that for only $80 a month, flat fee. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call them right now, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It's 845 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we had two problems leaving Virginia to get across the 14th Street Bridge and into town. The crash on lower 14th Street at Independence Avenue, gone, and the broken down in the 3rd Street Tunnel, gone. So I know everyone coming through Shirlington hitting those delays, but up ahead, lanes are open. But that broken down in the 3rd Street Tunnel as well was giving us heavy volume off of the 11th Street Bridge, trying to make a recovery. DC 295, heavy delays as you work towards the bridge spans of either the Douglas or 11th Street Bridge. Bethesda, Beltway, Interloop crash before Connecticut Avenue out of the travel lanes, now about recovering, coming off of 270 and around before Old Georgetown Road. Outer Loop, it is a solid line of plan for the time from 95 to George Avenue in each direction, and Greenbelt slow, had the earlier crash at Kenilworth Avenue, Outer Loop to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonable temperatures, meaning right where we should be this time of year as we head on through today. Up in the upper 80s, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Might be some patchy fog in spots this morning. Some clouds tonight, down to 71. Wednesday, increasing clouds, isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. 85 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 847.
Football season is upon us, as you were opining earlier.
This weekend is the Hall of Fame game, and it's every Sunday from here on through the Super Bowl.
I'm ready. I love me some football, so I'm glad to see that starting. But by the way, here in Redskins country, they look for interesting ways to pay tribute to their favorite players from time to time. And, of course, Kirk Cousins is the quarterback of the future for the Redskins. And out at Berry, in Berryville, Virginia, at the Wayside Farms, they're getting ready to cut through all of their cornfields and create their annual corn maze, right?
Yeah.
They have a plan, and they've got it all plotted out, and their corn maze is going to look like Kirk Cousins. If you were to fly over it with a drone or like a helicopter, and you were looking, if you were coming in on a plane, you would look down upon this field, and you would see Kirk Cousins with his arm back ready to just, like, throw an 8-yard pass.
Yeah, exactly.
And you might say, well, how do you know that's Kirk Cousins? Because across the top of the corn maze, cut into the corn, is the phrase,
"You like that? You like that?"
You like that.
There you go.
That's right. So that's how you know it's Kirk Cousins. Apparently, these people out at Wayside Farm in Berryville are very big Redskin fan, but also Kirk Cousins fans, because apparently the owner of the farm...
Oh, don't say it. Let's hear her say it, because okay. I can't even hear you say it. It's going to drive... Okay. Oh, I can't believe this.
We have three little boys, and they're huge football fans, and both my husband and I are football fans as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
And so we kind of said, well, you know, we love the Redskins.
Yeah.
He's also a Michigan State grad.
No!
And my husband's a Michigan State grad, so that kind of sealed the deal on it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's their Redskins. It's a tribute to Kirk Cousins and corn.
And Sparty. Sparty from Michigan State. I do not like Michigan State, but I do like the Big Ten. So it's a great homage to Kirk Cousins there. And, you know, hopefully he has a season like he had last year. If he doesn't, then
so I'm going to go out there and
big old waste of time
get lost in Kirk Cousins' maze.
Are you?
Yeah, I will.
You're going to get messed up there on the left shoulder there?
Yeah.
And it looks like that's where things get a little dicey as we look at the overhead here.
Yeah.
And as you alluded to his blistering offense under Jay Gruden, it looks like it's set out in such a way where you actually travel about as far as a Kirk Cousins pass, about 8 yards, before you then have to turn and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And go elsewhere.
These look like play routes.
But listen, hey, you put enough of those 8 yard passes together and you're going to find the end zone eventually.
Yeah. Hey, it worked pretty well last
year. It did work last season. I don't mean to be skeptical. I am all on board. I can't wait. By the way, in other NFL news.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin III took all the first-team snaps with the Cleveland Browns over the weekend. And
yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, you're smiling now. Look at your derision. You are sweating that game. What is it, the second or third game of the season?
I am not worried about that.
Oh, and what happens, though? What happens if RG3 comes in and shows up Kirk Cousins? That is a huge story.
Yeah, it would be
a huge story.
Except that, you know...
He'll have some kind of injury before the game.
he'll get a toenail clipped.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, are you suggesting that his injuries were not legitimate injuries? I would like to see you get knocked around like RG3 with no front line like he had.
RG3 was rather fragile.
That's all
I'm saying.
You take his hits. You take his hits all through 4 years of Baylor. and then with no offensive line in against the Giants and the Cowboys and Eagles.
How about that?
And the Seahawks.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll see how that game turns out. 8:51.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
After that homage to Kirk Cousins and corn, let me give homage to another great American. In the annals of history, there is no greater American than Willis Carrier, who invented air conditioning. I love my air conditioning, you know. And air conditioning, the idea here with air conditioning is to make sure that when you turn it on, it stays on the inside. And if you've got energy inefficient or leaky windows, that is simply not going to work. And that's why, my friends, you should call the folks over at Thompson Creek Window Company. They design, build, and install the best windows in town. They're energy efficient. They'll keep the cold on the inside and the hot on the outside in the summer. And by the way, during the winter, it'll keep the cold on the outside and the warm on the inside, just like windows are supposed to do. And by the way, they have this other thing called Flex Screen. It is a nearly indestructible, barely visible, simple to use screen, and they're the only ones in the area who use the Flex Screen. You get them along with your great Thompson Creek windows. Right now, your final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window offer with the biggest window sale of the year. 25% off. Pick up the phone right now and call this number. You know it. 855-57-CREEK. That's right, 855-57-CREEK. Make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you. The number again is 855-57-CREEK, 25% off.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Abstinence-only education is ineffective. Why? It's just not realistic. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The U.S. government has invested $1.4 billion in HIV prevention programs that promote sexual abstinence and marital fidelity. But a new Stanford University study found no evidence these programs have been effective at changing sexual behavior and reducing HIV risk or the rate of teen pregnancy. The lead researcher suggests funds could be redirected to programs that have a stronger evidence basis. So what does work? Condoms, overall safe sex, focusing on preventing mother-to-child transmission of the virus that causes AIDS. No matter what they're teaching or not teaching at your child's school, as a parent, this is kind of ultimately your responsibility. No mom or dad looks forward to these conversations, but you need to make sure your kid knows what they need to know before it's too late. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta. helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It's fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect with sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
Hate making your bed? Now it's never been easier or faster. With the Nova Duvet Cover, one quick motion, and in seconds, your bed is made to perfection, right down to the flawlessly fold-over top sheet look. This means no more messy layers, and you get a perfectly made bed every time. And that's not all. The Nova features a frustration-free zipper, so there's never any clumsy stuffing or buttoning on laundry day. Just slip it on, zip it up, and done. And you can choose from a great selection of beautiful colors, patterns, and sizes. So the next time you hear this, go ahead and hit that snooze. Because who couldn't use an extra few minutes of sleep? And for a limited time, get the Nova Duvet Cover at 10% off. Just go to NovaBedding.com and enter code 2020 and receive 10% off. That's NovaBedding.com, code 2020. NovaBedding.com, code 2020.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Garbage Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we still have some hot spots for the rush hour. Virginia Beltway will start interloop north of the toll road at the Georgetown Pike, crash left lane. Bethesda Beltway, interloop before Connecticut Avenue. That was the scene of the earlier crash. Still some activity on the shoulder at last check. Just still trying to recover. Coming off of 270 and around the 4-0 Georgetown Road. And it also gave us rubbernecking delays on the outer loop. So from 95 to Connecticut Avenue, slow. Greenbelt, outer loop at Kenilworth, the scene of the earlier crash, where it still gives us delays before you get to 214 Central Avenue. And on 14th at Independence Avenue, crash gone. Still slow out of Virginia, out of Shirlington. But lanes open. That's good news. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances limited today. Warm, humid this morning. Patchy fog around. Cloud sunshine otherwise. A cloud sun mix this afternoon. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
77 degrees right now at 8:56.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, coming up tomorrow, KT McFarland will give you the highlights of what Donald Trump had to say out in Loudoun County.
And I'm looking forward to hear what Chris Plant has to say right now.
All right, here's the deal. You're invited to fly to the next event with Donald Trump on his private airliner, and he asks you for advice.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.